He's a chain breaker and a change maker. Remember the difference Christ made for you, and let that be the fuel to make a difference in the lives of others today on Homecoming Radio.
Well, hi, and welcome again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches your soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel.
Let's celebrate.
Hey, thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an out-of-sight musical adventure. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Kevin William.
Let's get it started, Kevin.
Woody Wright.
Happy day, bro.
Gene McDonald. Amber Neela. Taft, and Bill Gaither. Bill, you said it. Today we've gathered to bask in the fact that he still changes lives today.
That's right, Daniel. And my guests today are carriers of that good news. The Martins, Russ Taft, the Booth Brothers. Hey, it's going to be a great day.
Listen to that piano kick off our program. It's goodbye world, goodbye with the whole Homecoming gang and Jake Hess.
Goodbye World, Goodbye, featuring Jake Guest. Man, he could sing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
My challenge for you today is this. If you learn to make music, chances are strong you will enjoy doing it your entire life. And in the process, you will also bring joy to others.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
Think about that before you give up on piano lessons to pursue sports or some other relatively temporary activity.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with playing baseball, for example, but I don't see too many folks in their 80s hitting line drives. It's just something to consider.
That's true. Very true.
That's great.
I'll go back to my nap now.
Here's the Gaither vocal band.
Awesome.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. You feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found our yourself worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. There's a better life.
There's a better life.
There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it,
you believe it,
you receive it.
You're gonna receive it.
If you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. Testify. If you believe,
you believe it,
you'll receive it.
You'll receive it.
If you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison. Shaking, shaking, you got chains. He's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains. He's a chain breaker.
Well, that's Wes, Adam, Reggie, Todd, and Bill, local band with Chainbreaker.
Yeah. Here we go.
Can we let Bill say this word?
Yeah, let Bill do this one.
Let Bill do this word.
Well, we have searched high, low, start, finish.
Early.
No, you're early. Hang on. Well, maybe we can ring in and beat Kevin to the punch on this. If it's not a part of your vocabulary, maybe it will be soon and become your favorite. I'm going to give you the words. If anybody knows the answer,
okay.
All right, give us a moment, Kevin.
Hold that down.
Short shrift.
Oh, I went to school with him.
Two words, it's a noun, short shrift. Anybody? Short.
Anybody? Short shrift. Anybody? I don't even know
I don't know.
Oh, I guess I do! Oh, I know what this means. Well, let me explain this. The short shrift was... That's not the joke, Bill. The short shrift was an unpopular hairstyle in the 1970s.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was just one that really didn't make it. You know, it was outlasted, however, by the top knot, the rat tail, the mullet, the skullet, the emo fringe, the spider, the gecko, even the Elvis, even the Gaither knot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, not much to talk about there. But even the mohawk outlasted the short shrift. No one, absolutely no one, wanted the short shrift on their head. It was basically, if you can imagine this, bushy sideburns, bushy eyebrows, and a completely shaved head. Sort of like Uncle Fester with caterpillars. The other haircuts that didn't make it include the front ponytail, Indiana cornrows, the tidal wave, combination locks, and the comb under. None of those made it like the short shrift. That's right.
So it's the opposite. The opposite of the he-hive, I guess.
Okay, well, that wasn't
go
it.
Go with me on this.
That wasn't it. It's short shrift.
I wish it had been.
I truly do, too. Actually, it's most often used to mean little or no attention or consideration. It's also sometimes synonymous with quick work, as in she made short shrift out of that jigsaw puzzle.
Wow.
Year end, you know, when they have those best of lists at the end of the year,
sure.
They can be fun to read. Mm. But because taste is subjective, they will always end up giving short shrift to someone's favorite movies, albums, etc. Got it?
Oh, how embarrassed I must be.
I can't imagine.
I don't think I'm going to use that whole lot.
Just as well.
Wise choice, oh hatted one.
Back to the music and the Martins doing an a cappella song, one of Kevin's favorite kind of music.
It's been my dream to be the guitar player for an a cappella group.
Here they are, the Martins. Joshua Pitt the Battle.
Joshua Pitt the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua Pitt the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come a tumbling down. Joshua Pitt the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua Pitt the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come a tumbling down. Joshua with the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua with the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You can talk about your King of Gideon, you can talk about your King of Saul, but there's none so great as Joshua at the Battle of Jericho. Joshua with the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua with the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. And the walls come a-tumbling. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Oh, Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Oh, Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down. You can talk about your King of Gideon, you can talk about your King of Saul, but there's none so great as Joshua.
Martins, Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today. Back here at Homecoming Radio, where it is more than the music. And speaking of music, I'm curious. I see the piano sitting here, Bill. And I never asked you this. Do you sight read?
I read everything by sight, Kevin.
Well, good point.
He's funny when he wakes up. Here's when we all get to heaven with the whole homecoming game.
Sing the one cross love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare. Will overspread the sky.
But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign.
And we all can.
Well, we're back with Homecoming Radio, and we've got one of the greatest piano players of all time coming up.
Yeah.
And fun fact, he was with the Neelands for almost 10 years.
Yeah. Did you know? Wow, I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah, and I have known him as long as I have been alive. That is the honest truth. He is just one of the greatest. But here's Stan Whitmire with I'm Winging My Way Back Home.
We're glad you're here with us on Homecoming Radio. We're having a great time here, aren't we, guys?
We are.
Hey, our guests have been stellar today, haven't they?
Oh, outstanding.
When was Stella in here? I didn't see her.
Totally missed Stella.
Where's Stella?
She wasn't here long.
Dolly's sister, Stella.
Guests Jeff and Sherry Easter today on Homecoming Radio.
There's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by,
Friends just like you are so encouraging to us when you check in with notes like these.
I hear you all the time, and your show is the bright spot in my day. I hear you on the satellite. I'm glad I found you. You are my 24-hour infusion of joy, and I love it. God bless you from Daryl.
And Martha writes, I'm a paramedic, and I commute 60 miles to and from work every day.
Wow.
I hear you on the satellite, and your songs and laughter lift my spirit. I often have a mini praise session as I drive. Thanks for sharing your love and the love of Jesus.
Oh, Rose sent us this great note. My husband listens to you every night, and he loves your program. He walked away from the Lord some years ago, but your show is the first sign I've seen of his wanting to come back. You know, I'm believing he will.
You know, we love your notes. So keep in touch when you contact us today at homecomingradio.com. Gloria and I wrote this probably 50 years ago now. It's more true now than when we wrote it. The King is coming.
You know, the first time he came as a helpless little baby. But the next time he comes, my friend, he's going to come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And in that day, every eye shall see, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is indeed Lord. And the marketplace in downtown Birmingham is going to be empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors. In our great courtrooms, no more debate. 'Cause work on earth has been suspended, my friend, as if the King comes through the gate.
The King is come. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming, praise God, he's coming for me. And happy faces are gonna line the hallway. Those whose lives have been redeemed, and broken homes that he has mended, those from prison he set free, little children and the aged, hand in hand stand all aglow, and those who were crippled, broken and ruined, now clad in garments white as snow.
The King is coming.
The King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see.
Birmingham, I want you to get your hands together in praise and celebration for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
I can hear the chariots rumble. I can see the marching throng and the flurry of God's trumpets. Of sin and wrong, regal robes are now unfolding. Heaven's grand stands all in place. Heaven's choir is now assembled. Start to sing, amazing.
But today our goal was Jesus was a chain breaker, and you do not have to continue living a life that is derogatory to everything you want to be. So I hope we did that. Join us next time, where we'll be sure once again to bring you the music and the smiles.
Yeah, we've put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online. And don't forget to download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
You can get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media on Facebook, and you can leave us a note
at homecomingradio.com.
That's right, Daniel. You know, we have some great homecoming radio stations in your state, North Carolina, like WXRI, WBHN, WWWC, and so many more in North Carolina. We love you. We say
salute. Just can't get enough of WWW.
That is,
we'll be back. We'll see you next time. Blessings.
Love you.
Bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.